Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Greetings, I am Teresa Douglas Patterson, second-year history student with the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies. On this day, July 8, 1825, reports were made in the local newspaper, The Barbadian, concerning a petition in the Barbados House of Assembly for the construction of a second house of worship in the city of Bridgetown. During the 19th century, religion featured prominently in the lives of those who inhabited this island. Therefore, the construction of another church would have been of the utmost importance. The petition for another church was made by a group of concerned parishioners who argued that there was a shortage of available seats in St. Michael's Cathedral. Central to their argument was the fact that the population had increased over the years, which also resulted in an increase to the congregation. In addition, though seating was reserved for prominent members of Barbadian society, those who were poor, visiting, or colored did not have seating that was reserved in the cathedral. Therefore, to resolve this issue, the Right Reverend, the Lord Bishop of the diocese, would call a meeting with congregants. The governor at that time, Sir Henry Ward, was also invited to attend what was described as a very large and respectable meeting of the inhabitants. This meeting proved fruitful, since a number of resolutions were produced, the most important being the construction of another church for public worship. In addition, other resolutions included the following: the appointment of trustees, in which the site of the proposed building and the building itself would be vested; the creation of a fund, aptly called the Church Building Fund; the formation of a committee to oversee the execution of all the resolutions made in this meeting; the expenses of the second church, which included salaries, the stipend of the minister, or repairs, were to be covered by renting pews and seats to congregants; and finally, once the £5,000 needed for construction was secured, measures would be put in place to construct a plain but large and substantial building in the old churchyard. After other petitions were heard in the House, this session was adjourned at 4:15 p.m., with plans to meet a week later. The parishioners of the St. Michael's Cathedral must have been very elated to have their petition read in the House of Assembly. In their eyes, steady progress was being made towards their goal of having a second church.
Today in Bajan History with Starcom Network and the Department of History, Philosophy and Psychology, University of the West Indies, Cave Hill Campus.